Hello everyone, this is Kelly Superja from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan in Canada, and I'm here today on Innovations to demonstrate an impressive feature, I think anyway, of the Victor Reader Stream, and that is the ability to use the numeric keypad to search for a word or words in text files. This also applies to DAISY books that are in text or that have text with audio. I currently have a text file opened, and it's actually something I copied from a web page a while ago. Anyway, I'll press the play button so you can hear what we've got.
Tips for Musicians by Björn Lind. Welcome to my page of hints, tricks and tips when composing and producing your own music. This page is simply a result of public demand.
So that's a little bit of the text file. Now I want to look up a word in this file. Now you might be wondering, well, how can you do that with the numeric keypad? Well, I'll show you in just a moment. Basically, what it does is when we go into the search mode, we will be able to enter characters like you would on a cell phone keypad. In other words, we're going to use an SMS messaging style. Now, I must admit, while I do have a cell phone, I do not use it for text messaging. And the reason for that is, well, there's actually two reasons. One, I do not like the numeric keypad. And two, due to my service provider, I do not have a phone that is capable of using a built-in screen reader. But it wouldn't matter anyway, I don't really have a need for doing text messaging. But you don't have to know how to do it with the Victor Reader Stream, because, as we'll see, there is a mode where you can learn what the various keys do. I'm going to press the key above the number 1 key.
Go to percent.
Okay, there's go to percent. If I press it again.
Search.
Now we are in the search dialog, and the functions of the numeric keypad have changed. There's a different key describer mode that we can go into here by pressing the sleep timer button.
Key describer on.
Now, when I press a key like, let's say, number 2.
A, B, C, 2.
We hear that number 2 will give us the letters A, B, or C, and the number 2. Number 3.
D, E, F, 3.
Gives us D, E, F, or the number 3. What about 7?
P, Q, R, S, 7.
So, in other words, if I wanted the letter S, I would just press 7 4 times. Now, that's fine for the letters, but what about symbols? Well, that's where numbers 1 and 0 come in. I'll press 0 first.
Space, 0, exclamation mark, at, number sign, dollar sign, percent sign, circumflex, ampersand, asterisk, left parenthesis, right parenthesis, underscore, plus sign, equals sign, pound sign, euro currency sign, yen sign.
Okay, did you catch all that? In my opinion, that's way too many symbols to remember. And the fact that you have to press the key a certain number of times to get to the symbol you want, and this also applies with the number 1, which we'll listen to in a minute, I think that's way too much. But that's just my opinion. I'll press number 1 now so you can hear what we've got with that key.
1, period, comma, question mark, hyphen, slash, colon, semicolon, apostrophe, quotation mark, backslash, less than sign, greater than sign, left square bracket, right square bracket.
So that's what you get with number 1. And again, that's way too many symbols for me to remember. I don't know about you, but I suppose if you're used to doing it, it might be all right. But I personally would have liked to have seen this handled a little better. Instead of having to press the keys repeatedly until you get to the symbol you wanted, it would have been nicer if there was some sort of menu that would pop up that would allow you to select what symbol you wanted, but that's just me. Anyway, the other keys do different things as well. If I press Enter.
Confirm.
Okay, that's Confirm. The key to the left is 0.
Cancel.
Alright. What about the Rewind button?
Backspace.
That is your Backspace key. And the Fast Forward button?
Spell Search Item.
It will say the word you've entered, and then we'll spell it back to you. And the key above the number 1?
Not used in text search.
There you go. Same thing with the bookmark key. So I'm going to press the sleep timer button again.
Key describer off.
To get out of the key describer mode. And I want to look up the word reverb. So we'll start typing here. I'm going to press 7 three times.
R.
There's R. I'm going to press 3 twice.
E.
There's E. And I'm going to press 8 three times.
V.
Now, one thing you can also do when you get up to speed is you can press one key until you get to the character that you want, and then press another key while it's putting in that character. So, for instance, if I press 3 twice to get to E, and then 7 three times to put an R in, fairly quick, we should hear them both go in there. So, let's try it.
E. R.
So, we got E, R, and I'm going to press 2 twice. Whoops.
C.
Okay, I got a C there by mistake. Actually, I did that deliberately because I want to show you the backspace key. If I press the rewind button,
C.
You hear that C was the last character that we entered, so now I can press 2 twice.
B.
And now, if I press the fast forward key,
reverb. R, E, V, E, R, B.
There you go, we've got reverb entered. So now I'm going to press the enter key.
Can actually hear the reverb and pick up the qualities of the room around it. I get my best.
And we hear a portion of the sentence that has the word reverb in it. Very good, in my opinion. And we could start playing at this point by pressing the play button.
Reverb and pick up the qualities of the room around it. I get my best guitar sound when I have no soundproofing on the walls. And
we're currently on what I guess you'd call the search level heading. If I press number 8 to move down to the next level.
Screen.
You hear that we're on screen?
Paragraph.
Paragraph, etc., etc. And if I press number 2 to move back.
Screen.
And again.
Search.
Reverb. R, E, V, E, R, B.
So this is nice. You can basically go to any level heading that you want here, and then you can move back to the search heading if you want to look for another instance of the word you typed in. Now I'm going to move up to the word heading.
Character.
Just pressing number 2.
Spell. Word.
We don't have to do it this way, but I just figured I might. I'm going to move back until we get to the word tip.
About. Words. Few. A. Number 10. Tip.
There we go. And now I'm going to go back into the search field by pressing the key above number 1.
Go to percent. Search.
And now I'm going to press the fast forward key and listen to what we get.
Tip. T-I. P.
So, because I'm on the word tip, it assumes that I want to look for it. If I press enter, or the play key, it doesn't really matter, it will look for the next instance of that word. If I didn't want to do that, that's okay. I can just start typing another word, and it would go from there. And that is a demonstration of the Victor Reader Stream's search capability. And I really like it, I must admit. I use that pretty much all the time. If you would like more information about the Victor Reader Stream, you can visit HumanWare's website at www.humanware.com. That's www.humanware.com. For innovations and the global voice, I'm Kelly Saperja.